The conversation's too interesting to not have it on air. Siva Tamete is here today. We speak about whether or not we should even be washing our chicken, Siva. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister. Greetings to the listeners at home. I'm feeling blessed to be in the studio today as we are going to embark on the talk. It makes me dwell more on food safety when it comes to what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what has happened to the public, but let's talk about it, my sister.
I don't know what's happened to the public. Siv, are we even supposed to wash our meat? I think let's start there.
My sister and the listeners at home, to be honest, whenever you wash meat with soap, you are really attracting danger.
Yeah.
You are actually contaminating the food.
Mm-hmm.
You are poisoning the food. You know, I've seen people scrubbing meat. They say there's a bad smell.
Mm.
Because I'm asking, is it rotten or what?
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, there's a chicken smell that I'm feeling. So I can smell that is not good. Then when I'm using the sunlight, the smell goes out.
What is that smell that they're talking about? I do know the smell. What is that smell?
They say it's a chicken smell. They say the nature of a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
A chicken is not smelling well. They say a chicken has got some yellow stuff on its skin.
Yeah.
Then they are trying to remove it with the soap. You know, under food safety and hygiene, we have got what we call it contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying what can get into food that can make people sick. We have got physical contaminants, then we have got biological contaminants, then we have got chemical contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're washing with soap, when you wash meat with soap, you're definitely contaminating that meat with the chemical. Imagine now you're taking that chemical, then when you boil it, and then that particular chemical change to another poison again, because it will mutate.
Yeah.
Now the chemistry, the composition of the ingredients that were used to make that particular liquid soap, it's going to be something else. That's why we're going to end up having diseases, chronic diseases. Because to be honest, yes, people can say, I washed it with soap, then I never felt sick, I never had a runny stomach. But in the long run, what's going to happen? Because you eat this, you consume this, this must be absorbed by your blood system.
Mm-hmm.
It must stay in your blood, it must be taken to your bone marrow and everywhere. That's why you're going to have serious problems, you're going to have complication of diseases. We're going to have some skin disorders, because we are introducing chemicals which were not supposed to be consumed. That's why on the soap, they say, do not eat. External use only. It's a detergent.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking the detergent to the food.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we clean, we are trying to eliminate dirt so that it cannot contaminate. So whenever you need to eliminate dirt, there are certain ingredients that are being put there,
yeah,
of which they are poisonous. Then whenever you're scrubbing the meat, you put the soap, it means you are actually killing yourself slowly but slowly.
Okay, so we agree that we should wash our meat or we should wash our chicken, but not with soap.
Please, not with soap.
So what do we use then to wash our meat?
For me, we must use clean water. Okay, maybe if you feel like there's a bad smell.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I can say use vinegar. Because, you know, vinegar can work as a detergent. If ever there is a bad smell, if you're feeling like the smell is not good for you. But we cannot use soap. It's wrong. Even people, they can justify it and say, I've never felt sick after using the soap. They can use a brush. You find them scrubbing the chicken. They say,
that right? Are we supposed to do that, using a brush to wash our chicken?
We don't have to. Why can't we scrub the chicken with the knife? Because I do understand, you know, at home, we slaughter a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we find that there will be those small hair, and sometimes we find that it looks a bit maybe dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, chickens, they can roam around.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whenever you hold the knife tight and scrub the surface and scrub the carcass of the chicken, like, it comes out. But we really can't use chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
like a cleaning chemical. This is contaminating. We are contaminating the food, and this, we can have food poisoning. It's wrong.
Yeah,
we can have food poisoning that can take place like in the long run.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people will be defensive and say, "But I've been washing chicken for so many years." But what will be the health effect in the long run?
Mm.
Because this will get into the system. It will not be like, okay, imagine next week or after 3 months, I'm starting to have a runny stomach because of the chicken I ate, which I used my sunlight to wash it. No, it's going to be a chronic thing. It's going to take time.
Yeah.
Maybe the moment you're getting old, they say, no, we can see you have got impaired vision.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes have got some issues, or in your bone marrow we find a certain chemical, and this chemical is an ingredient which is used to make my detergents. How did you consume these detergents? You're asking yourself, which chemical? Who poisoned me? You poisoned yourself. It's wrong according to food safety and hygiene. That's not allowed. If ever maybe there's someone who does catering and get tempted to clean the meat or the chicken with a chemical, like he's inviting trouble. There will be food poisoning, and he can be arrested for that. Because whenever you prepare food for the public, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I've heard people saying the meat must look clean. My clients, Mama Sin, look at the drumstick and feel like there's some dirt. No. And someone might say, I'm removing the germs. No. Whenever you cook meat, the microorganisms will die at a certain temperature.
Because obviously,
it's going to be 80 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
The heat will kill the microorganisms. If ever you feel like this detergent will remove them, no, we can't do that. We are contaminating the food.
Mm. I mean, there are those that then say we're not supposed to wash chicken at all. So, I mean, when we buy chicken at a food retailer, is it already clean?
Okay, to be honest, my sister, at food retailers, the meat... whenever the meat comes to food retailers, already where it has been slaughtered, it has been inspected. There are meat inspectors. That's why we are regulating that wherever a person is doing business that has to do with food, there must be health inspectors involved to do the meat examination, whereby they must do the lab test and all that. Whenever the chicken is being slaughtered, there must be certain standards that are being followed to ensure that it's good for human consumption.
Right.
Yes, there must be no contamination. So, meaning whenever it's in the shelf, it has made some certain standard, which is MOHASIP, NABO ISO 22000, and the food safe management system must be adhered to from when it's being slaughtered up until it's in the shelf.
Mm.
So I will say whenever it's in the shelf. That's why whenever they are local farmers, we encourage them that they must invite us as health inspectors so that we can guide them on the do's and don'ts whenever we are slow. You can't slaughter a chicken like when we slaughter at home. You see, when we slaughter at home, that brutal way, and then you say you're going to sell it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the meat, you'll find it in the shelves. It won't have any blood clots.
Yeah.
It's because it's being inspected, and then it has followed certain standards. And we've got... there's that machine which the plug, they call it plucker, whereby whenever they slaughter a chicken, they put it in that plucker, and then it cleans. Whenever you see, if you can see the chicken when it's being removed from the plucker, you're definitely going to see that the meat is proper.
So you agree with my statement in saying there's no need to wash your chicken?
There's no need. There's no need to wash, because you are going to cook it.
Yeah.
Just that whenever you are storing chicken, if you will store chicken with maybe lettuce, that is not allowed. There you're going to do cross-contamination.
Okay.
You cannot keep raw food with food that is going to, maybe let's say you're going to make a salad.
Yeah.
You know, we cannot cook salad. So a chicken, whenever it's raw, it shouldn't be mixed with some food items that will be eaten raw.
Got
like,
you.
Like lettuce.
Got
and
you.
Coleslaw with cabbages.
Mm-hmm. So if let's park it here for today, because we have run out of time. But a very interesting conversation, because this is something that we see on our social media now. People washing their chickens with soap and so forth, and they're giving other people advice, unqualified advice, to say you can wash your meat with chicken. This is what we do in our home and it works for us. And so to have people like you come on the show and say no, you're actually not supposed to do that, really means a lot. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.